for the conclusion of today's concert. For Bach, like most composers through the age, there wasn't really a different style for sacred or secular music. In fact, for all types of music, Bach said, "Music is an agreeable harmony for the honor of God and the permissible delights of the soul." I was a church member at the Thomas Church in Leipzig, where Bach was music director. I remember the search process for Bach's position. It was complicated. In Leipzig, Telemann was the first choice. He was the most famous composer of the day, and hands down the favorite. But at his previous job in Hamburg, they gave him a raise to keep him there, and he withdrew from our job. Bach wasn't even our next choice, but our number two choice couldn't get released from his previous position, so we settled on Bach. He was excellent, but not without his issues. He had a strong character, not only in his music, but in how he managed things. He would argue with coworkers and with the city leaders. We knew about this quality, though. We checked his references. At an earlier job, Bach came to blows with one of his students. At his first job, he was scolded for making unexpected dissonances in the chorales. And when the church leaders asked him not to play for too long, he responded by playing for too short a time. And when he left Weimar to take the job in Goethe, he was thrown in jail because he didn't properly ask for his dismissal from Weimar. But that's how Bach was. Speaking of making things difficult, Bach didn't make things easy for performers. Of course, Bach was a great performer on the harpsichord and organ. When he wrote for the other instruments, like these cello suites, he wrote the same kind of passage work that he wrote for himself at the keyboard. So all of Bach's music has a virtuoso quality that adds sparkle and energy. In this last piece on today's program, you might sense a different character because of the key of the piece. The first suite played today was in D minor, and the second in C major. This suite, being in E flat major, requires different scales and fingering patterns, and you may notice that the cello seems to have a richer, darker tone in this key. Bach and the composers of this time were aware of the differences created by different keys. For them, the key was one of the variables that created the character of a piece of music. As you already heard, Johann Sebastian Bach's music went out of use after his death in 1750. It wasn't until the first half of the 19th century that, under the guidance of Felix Mendelssohn, that Bach's music received a revival. Mendelssohn, working in Leipzig, the same city as Bach's final position, was not only one of the great composers, he was also one of the great conductors of his day. He was sort of the Esaias Solomon of 1830s Leipzig. But even then, the cello suites remained in obscurity. They were finally published 100 years after they were composed, but it wasn't until the great Spanish cellist Pablo Casals championed the pieces in the first decades of the 20th century that the suites became standard fare for the cello. According to Casals, he came across a copy of the suites in the discount bin of a music store and felt they were worth exploring, and the rest is history. Thank you for being here tonight for today's concert. After the program, please enjoy a reception in the lobby. Thank you. Thank you.